The Story of Dr. Dolittle by Hugh Lofting. This book is read by David Case. This recording of the full-length reading of The Story of Dr. Dolittle was produced in 1995 by Phoenix Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. The book is preceded by an author's introduction. There are some of us now reaching middle age who discover themselves to be lamenting the past, in one respect, if in none other, that there are no books written now for children comparable with those of 30 years ago. I say written for children, because the new psychological business of writing about them, as though they were small pills, or hatched in some especially scientific method, is extremely popular today. Writing for children rather than about them is very difficult, as everybody who has tried it knows. It can only be done, I am convinced, by somebody having a great deal of the child in his own outlook and sensibilities. Such was the author of The Little Duke and The Dove in the Eagle's Nest. Such the author of A Flat Iron for a Farthing and The Story of a Short Life. Such, above all, the author of Alice in Wonderland. Grown-ups imagine that they can do the trick by adopting baby language and talking down to their very critical audience. There never was a greater mistake. The imagination of the author must be a child's imagination, and yet maturely consistent, so that the White Queen in Alice, for instance, is seen just as a child would see her, but she continues always herself through all her distressing adventures. The supreme touch of the white rabbit pulling on his white gloves as he hastens